Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 33rd verse of Surah Al-Ankabut. So, let's listen to the verse, and we will be back with our discussion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ولما أن جاءت رسلنا لوطا سيئ بهم وضاق بهم ذرعا وقالوا لا تخف ولا تحزن إِنَّا مُنَجُّوكَ وَأَهْلَكَ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ
And when our messengers came to Lot, he was distressed for them and felt for them great discomfort. They said, Fear not, nor grieve. Indeed, we will save you and your family, except your wife. She is to be of those who remain behind.
So, up to now, as you were with us throughout the previous verses, we explained the story of Prophet Lut, how he was worried about his people and their indecency and their lewdness. He tried to invite them to monotheism and he tried to actually make them leave this kind of indecency, but they didn't. The Almighty Allah actually sent his messenger angels to Prophet Abraham. They brought him glad tidings first, but then they said that إِنَّا مُهْلِكُ أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ We are to destroy these people, the people of this town. So when these angels went to Prophet Lut to introduce themselves, to tell him what is going to happen to his people, he was worried. Why? Because he was even worried about the fact that those people of his are going to even attack these actually guests, even though they did not know them. And that's how the situation actually was, because the location of the people of Lut was actually in between the different paths that some caravans were passing by. So they had to stay there. But after some times, those caravans understood what is going on. They tried to step away from them. They tried to find alternative paths and ways to reach their destinations. But anyway, Lut's anxiety, as the verse says, "See abihim wa laq abihim dhara," he grieved on their account, he distressed for them, was not for the fact that he did not know them. No, that was not the point. Because they were in the form of some handsome youths, the arrival of such guests would actually mean that there will be some trouble for them, and they will be probably disrespected if the people of Lut were to understand. And in some narrations we have heard that it was the wife of this prophet who informed the people of the town that there were some new guests in the house of their prophet. So that's why we should not actually be astonished when the verse says, وَلَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّا مُنَجُّوكَ وَأَهْلَكَ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ We will surely deliver your family And we will surely deliver you, of course, munajjuka wa ahlaka illa imra'atak, except your wife, kanat min al-ghabirin. She shall be of those who stay behind. So, of course, that's how the situation was. So, the messengers of Almighty Allah introduced themselves to Lut, and by means of divine miracle, they made the eyes of those attacking people blind, and they caused the heart of this great prophet to rest. So that's how the situation was. The people tried to attack and disgrace actually these new guests, but that's how the power of the Almighty Allah becomes effective. It is notable that the messenger angels of Allah told Lut ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam that he should not fear and grieve. La takhaf wa la tahzan. That's what they told him. Concerning the difference between la takhaf wa la tahzan, it is cited in the Al-Mizan, the commentary, that khawf is used about the inconvenient probable events, but huzn is about some decisive and certain instances. So, some commentators believe that the Quranic word khawf relates to the future events and the term actually huzn and gham relates to the past events. It is, of course, probable that khawf is used in relation to dangerous instances, but huzn and gham is related to painful events. So anyway, there is a question here that according to the verses of Surah Hud, the fear and grief of Lut were not about himself, but he feared that those evil people might make trouble for his guests. While the answer the angels gave him was about the deliverance of Lut and his family, and these two are not consistent with each other. But the answer to this question can be understood from Surah Hud, because when these shameful people came to bother the guests, the angels told Lut, "La takhaf wa la tahzan, inna munajjuka wa ahlaka." Do not fear, do not grieve, verily we shall deliver you and your family. So that is, they not only cannot bother us, that's what they meant, but also are not going to be able to hurt you. Therefore, the angels took their deliverance certain, and verily it was certain, and they concentrated the glad tidings on the deliverance of Lut and his family. So that's how the situation turned out, and we will continue the rest of the verses and their discussion in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. regret this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.